say, do you want to go see God? And then they say yes, and then people say, well, when? But not right now. No, 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 listen. The only time that we have is right now. If we are not ready to go see God right now, when will we be ready? Because God is not on our timetable. We're on God's timetable. So you got to be ready every moment to go and meet with God. And perhaps there's someone here tonight visiting among us and you have not yet named the name of Jesus. You have not stepped out on faith and been obedient to the gospel of Christ. What are you waiting on? The water is ready. We can baptize you in water for the remission of sins if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. If you're willing to repent, turn from self and sin and turn to God, and then confess before this audience tonight that you believe Jesus is the Son of God, we can get in the water.
Amen.
I was already, we can get, we don't even have to preach in it, but just come on up, we'll get in the water.
Amen.
All right, Brother Barry, thank you. We appreciate you.
Amen.
I'm going to have to apologize to you ahead of time this evening. I may be a little bit hyper this evening. I was invited to come back early today at 4:30 to participate in the glow and glowing cupcake challenge. They cooked a whole bunch of cupcakes and I was asked to be one of the judges, and I got to sample 7 different cupcakes, and I just ate a little bit of each one, but Lord have mercy, I think the sugar rush is on. So I'm just going to apologize to you ahead of time, because you know you get the sugar rush and then you might have the crash. So y'all be ready, because we just don't know. But we thank God for this opportunity to open the book and to study God's word. I'm Brother Ray Wilkerson, and I have the pleasure of assisting Brother Gary here, Brother Gary Smith, of course. And we just want to say that it's a great joy to have an opportunity to stand in his stead on tonight. We invite you to meet with us in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And now I have not started the lesson yet. That was the preliminary. All right, so I'm going to set my timer, and it'll tell me when y'all are through. Okay, I set my timer. All right. But Hebrews chapter 11, in verse number 6, the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And we use this verse of scripture almost every Lord's Day as a part of the invitation. And while that is acceptable, because we're teaching people that they have to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and they've got to believe in God, I think there's a larger context when you look at it in the context of the entire book of Hebrews, that perhaps sometimes is being overlooked. And I want to put it in the larger context rather than in the narrower context that we use for invitation. Now, I hear people oftentimes refer to this book as another book of Paul, but I don't do that. I try not to do or say or to teach anything that I can't verify by Scripture. Apostle Paul himself did not claim the book in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse number 17. Paul says, the salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token of every epistle. So I write. Paul says, I put my name on what I write. And I don't want to argue with Paul. Paul didn't say he wrote it, and the scholars do this, that, and the others, but I'm going to tell you, scholars have been wrong. And since the Bible doesn't tell us who wrote it, can we just stay with the book?
Amen.
So we're going to go through the book, and let's look at it in the larger context of the book. What great faith we find in the book of Hebrews that's evidenced by those who had not yet seen Jesus manifested among them. Jesus had not yet come in the flesh. They had not received the benefit of the completion of the promise of God. And in Hebrews chapter 11, he's giving us a list of people and show what great things they did because they had great faith in God and believed that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, by comparison, of course, when you get through Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 24, you know we talk about not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Some folk don't come together and worship when we come together. Some folk had fallen away, fallen off, but then they're going to get all the way down to chapter 11 and we get what we call the honor roll of faith. All of these things that these men and women did because of the great faith that they have in God. They were diligently seeking God. So what I've entitled the lesson for tonight is diligently seeking him. Diligently seeking him. We're not talking about just a passing interest. We're not talking about something that's casual. We're talking about a diligent search for God being manifested in our lives, and we have a great cloud of witnesses that have shown us what it means to be diligent about seeking God, who had not yet seen the coming of Jesus the Christ. And all of us in here now have the book we call the Bible, and we can see that Jesus has come and he died on Calvary's cross. He shed his blood. We have a greater benefit than those who came before us. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 13, the Bible is going to talk about those who died in faith. These all died in faith, the Bible says, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Notice, and were persuaded of them and embraced them, and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. We sing that song sometimes, Brother Barry. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through, but we build like we're not going to ever go anywhere. We buy like we're never going to go anywhere. We try to make heaven right here on earth. And these folk had all of these great benefits. God told Abraham, everywhere your foot touches, that's your land. Some of us would have still been walking. Oh, man, I'm going to get me some land. Oh, yeah. You're going to know. No, you're on my property now. We would be like Monopoly. We would have a hotel on every spot. We'd have a railroad train coming through, all that kind of stuff. Folks come through. They got to pay us some money. But they were saying, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. I'm not going to focus on this world, because I am not going to stay here. Have you learned that yet? No matter how much we want to, we cannot stay here. We're not going to stay here. And if we don't prepare now to go to be eternally with God, we have no home. We have no place to go. But these folk stated plainly that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Verse number 14, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. I'm looking for somewhere else to go. I'm looking for somewhere else to be, they were saying. I'm not going to hold on to this material stuff, because that is not where God eternally wants me to be. I'm going to try to go and be with God. And these all died in faith, the Bible says, because they didn't receive the promise as in terms of being manifested in their lives, but they saw them afar off, and they show us by example what it means to be fully committed to God. The question is, are we fully committed to God? Or do we have all of these distractions that take our time and our attention, where we don't give God what he deserves, but we serve the creature and we serve comfort more than we serve God? In John chapter 1 and verse number 12, the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Is that a powerful verse of scripture for you?
Amen.
That if you're here tonight and you've obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you are a son or a daughter of God.
Amen.
The one who said, let it be.
Yes,
and it was. We are children of the Most High King. And if you've not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, God wants you to be his child.
Amen.
You can be a part of the family of God, a son or a daughter in the kingdom of God. But if you've already obeyed the gospel of Christ, turn to the people around you and tell them that they're a son or a daughter of God. Y'all be careful now. Be careful. You are a son or a daughter of God. Did you get that? That we belong to God. So, Brother Barry, when we sing that song, "This World Is Not My Home," we're not just trying to harmonize. You know, yeah. See, you didn't know that, did you? You know, I don't necessarily be trying to I be making a joyful noise to the Lord.
Amen.
I do. You know, and folk talk about my singing. You know what? I'm going to tell you, that's your problem. It's not mine. Because I'm going to praise God. I'm not going to let nobody make me sit on my song. Thank you, God, for what you have done for me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's just, it's too much. And all of those minute, you know what that, who it matters to? It matters to people. It does not matter to God. God wants everything that has voice to praise God. And we're going to talk about what it means to diligently seek God. We are sons are daughters of God. In Acts chapter 17,
Amen.
And verse number 6, folk who have the faith and the belief in God. And these were ones who came along, Apostle Paul and those, they had come, and the apostles, they come and they believe God, and now they are operating under the advent or the coming of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 17, verse number 6, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, that these that have turned the world upside down,
Amen.
Have come here also.
Amen.
Where's our faith? Are we diligently seeking after God? Because if we're diligently seeking after God, we also can turn this world upside down.
Amen.
But it's not something that we do by happenstance. It's not something that we do as a part-time relationship with God. It's not something that we do on Sundays and Wednesdays and perhaps Thursday. It is something that we do as children of God, being a child of God every day, all day, wherever we go.
Amen.
Diligently seeking God. So this is the larger context of the entire book. Diligently seeking after God. Laying down all of these other things, and we can turn the world upside down.
Amen.
What did they do? Well, the Bible is, we don't have time, but if you go through and you read all the things that these folk who did before the coming of Christ, they did more, it appears, with less than what we're doing now. The elders obtained a good report. Abel offered a better sacrifice than his brother Cain. Enoch walked with God and was translated. Here it is, we have Noah who built an ark. We have Abraham who left his house and he went to a country that he didn't even know, not even knowing where he was going. We have Jacob who prayed and blessed his family even when he was leaning up on his staff and ready to die. We have Sarah who was beyond the age of conception, but because she diligently sought God in her life, she bore a child and she couldn't even have a child, but God made a way where there was no way. We have Moses, and Moses blessed the family of God because he was Christ, if you will, in a figure as he brought the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage and brought them into the promised land. We have the bones that Joseph said, when you leave this place, take my, that's faith. He was diligently looking for God in his life. Rahab, the harlot, entered into a fellowship and a relationship with the people of God. She hid the spies. Why? Because she had great faith and she was looking. All of these folk are listed in the honor roll of faith.
Amen.
Preachers always are asking for more time.
Yeah.
The Hebrew writer, no different. He was asking for more time. You know that, huh? He said, time would fail me. I don't have enough time. That's what he said. Time would fail me. I can't tell you about Gideon and Barak and Jephthah and David and Samuel. I don't have enough time. And you know what? I don't have enough time either. One thing I find out that people sometimes finish often before the preacher does. But he says in Hebrews 11 and verse number 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned the flight, the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might attain a better resurrection. He is showing us here that these folk didn't even receive the manifestation or the advent of Christ, but they worked for God daily. Every day. They worked for God. I'm talking about all day, every day. I think about Sister Sarah. You know, when her husband was sitting out there and he saw those two strangers coming down the road and everything, and he went and got them. He didn't even ask his wife first. You know, can I? Hey, y'all can't you go into my house. He said, wife, get in there and cook them some food. And I'm imagining a conversation bringing it forward in today. I said imagining. But could you hear, it's like, hey, I got two folks that I just brought over to the house. Go in there and fix some dinner. Listen, you know KFC is closed. I don't know these people. Who told you to bring them into the house or the tent? You understand, Sarah was an example. She did what her husband asked.
Amen.
And together they ministered to these men who happened to be angels, and they entertained them perhaps even unaware, and they received a blessing.
Yes, sir.
A woman that could not have a child, God blessed her.
Yes, amen.
And she was in there laughing on the inside when she heard the angel say, hey, you know, she's going to have a baby about this time next year. She's like, he don't even know. It ceased to be after the manner of women with me. I can't have no baby. And he asked Abraham, why'd your wife laugh? She said, I didn't laugh. He said, yeah, you laugh. And then gave her a baby named Laughter. That's what I was getting. Yeah, it means laughter. Name the baby Laughter. Is God able?
Yes, sir.
When we look diligently for God, do we know what it means to look diligently for God? God gave us 66 books.
Yeah. Amen.
His word is in it.
Amen.
How much time do we spend with it?
Amen.
Are we willing to look diligently for God? Now,
amen.
I said it for 15 minutes, so I'm going to stop, and I'm going to give it a 5 minutes. And okay. So 15 and 5, somebody, y'all help me with the math. All right. So I'll be on time. But look, man, we got a lot of ways to go. I'm talking about diligently seeking God.
Amen.
And we want to do part-time seeking for God. That's not the example of the great cloud of witnesses.
Right.
Folk fought lions.
Yeah.
They fought giants.
Right.
They left and walked not even knowing where they were going, and they went. And this is not something that they did in 20 or 30 minutes on Sunday. They lived their lives all day, every day. And their comparison, they are the witnesses to those of us who have received the blessings of Jesus Christ. Don't you faint. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. There's work to do. I'm going to have to give a little example here. Oh, Lord. All those other scriptures, y'all keep them. I might preach them another time later. But now my wife and I have a date night on Tuesday nights. Sometimes she forget and don't come home in time. We're going to have to work on that. But we have a date night on Tuesday nights. And we go to the movies and have popcorn and choose a movie. But, you know, if it's not a movie that she wants to see, I get to choose the movie.
You do?
Yeah. But the last movie we went to, it was a little bit late. We got out of the movie, and I was tired. So, man, they making these movies like 2 and 3 hours long. Did you know that?
Uh-huh.
You got to have some time if you go into the movie. Lord of mercy. They're making them longer and longer. But we sat there through the movie and everything. I said she enjoyed it and everything. We got in the car, and we're going home. And we've already traveled about 7 or 8 miles. We only get about 4 to 5 miles. And then she hit her. Oh, man. She hit her wrist. And I was like, oh, maybe something happening from the movie. And it's like, did I have my bracelet on? She didn't have it on then. I'm going like, I'm thinking she didn't have it on. So we're driving along, and we get 2 miles from home, and she's like, I did have it on. I took it off. I was washing my hands. I put it back on. But she said, I did have it on. We're 2 miles from home. I'm tired. It's a long movie. You know what she said? She already told y'all about this? She said, turn around. We're going back to the movie. Oh, that was my face on the inside. On the outside, you know, I was like. But we drove to the movies, drove all the way back over there. And I was trying to call them. Why don't we just call them and ask if they found it and everything? And then you can go back and get it. And then we going back. So we get over there. And I parked like I was a getaway driver right in front of the movie theater. All right. My wife got out of there. Her arthritis wasn't even holding her back. All right. All right. She skipped into there. She went in. And I saw her stop at the counter there. I know she asked them about, okay, has anybody turned it? And she, and then they didn't get. And so she went over to the bar over there. She went to the rest. And it's like she's going around and she's asking all these people about the bracelet. And I'm not even sure that the bracelet. And then after whatever the period of time was, I'm still the getaway driver sitting right there. And she, okay, she came out. I said, did you get it? She said, no. Oh, Lord. Okay, well, you know, so I'm thinking, oh, we're going to get in the car. We're going to go home. She says, wait. We parked down there. And so I'm going to, let's walk along the path where I walk to the car. And it's like, oh, Lord. Yeah, that's what I'm saying on the inside, Barry. Not on the outside. Oh, Lord. And she's walking, and she didn't take more than 10 steps. And all of a sudden, there's one of these praise the Lord moments. Her bracelet, a tennis bracelet that her husband didn't even buy for her, but she found it. I bought it. But she reached down, arthritis and all, picked it up. And it was a praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. She found it. What's the point? What's the point? When we are diligently looking for something, we don't That's care right. what other folks got That's to say right. or think. Right. When you're diligently looking for something, you go in and you tell people what you're looking for. You share that with them. And I'm not talking about a bracelet. I'm talking about the manifestation of God in our lives.
Amen.
Where are the people of God?
Amen.
Who are diligently
That's it.
Looking for God. There is no off day for looking after God.
Amen.
Because the only time that we have is right now.
Amen.
Anybody looking for God tonight?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? The Son of the living God.
Amen.
If you believe that, are you willing to repent, turn from self and sin, and live according to the standard that has been set by God?
Amen.
Confess then that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you can be baptized in water for the remission of sins. And you know that makes you a son or a daughter of God. You're in the family of God. And we can diligently look for the manifestation of God
Amen.
In our lives. I'm telling you, read through this again because this is to provoke us. If they did this, not having received the blessing of the inheritance of Jesus,
That's right.
What will the people of God do now that we have the blessings of Jesus? Wow, we didn't even get to Hebrews chapter 12. Y'all read that, 12, 1 through 4. Y'all get that? Read that. That's it at the end.
That's homework.
If you're a member of the family of God and sin is separated between you and God,
That's it.
We come back through confession, repentance, and prayer.
Amen.
Let's diligently seek after the will of
Amen.
God in our lives. If you're subject to the invitation, please stand while we sing the song that has been selected.
There's a fountain free tears.